John Voigt, Artiste Plastico, at Instagram Juan Enriquez Artista. Just off Colon Plaza, straight east past the Pizzarella Pizza Parlor, Juan shows up to work every day. He says he has been an artist since he was a little boy, teaches at the college just behind his little outdoor workspace, and makes his living as a full-time artist. He works deliberate. Watercolors demand precision, a good sense not to let the brush stay too long in one place, be too wet, or have too much color in the bristles. Watercolors can be quirky, like water itself. Juan's items for sale include originals, but also popular, are postcards he runs off in a series of 100 and says sells 3 for $10 US. His prints are of scenes one sees in the Zona Colonia, the Cathedral, the Plaza España, the Parque Colón, the Alcázar de Don Colón. Juan remembers me from an earlier conversation and takes the time to make me a special carrying pocket for my postcards, carefully recording his name and Instagram gallery URL on the outside. I remember the studios of Carlos Paez Valario, the Uruguay artist, and Roberto Ibarra in Montevideo, and Anne's studio in Granada, Nicaragua, and my mother's studio in the downstairs of our childhood home in Albuquerque, paintings in all stages of completion, hanging on walls till they were shipped to competitions or hung in galleries. I remember the Cerulean Gallery in Amarillo, Texas. I remember street art everywhere. Juan's works are a combination of creative spirit tempered by the hands of a craftsman. The medium you work in makes demands and determines your process and product. Scott Trek's postcards average 200 words each. You can't say too much in 200 words, but you never want to say too little.